Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a bass wobble shape that works with an Amen break in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to do it from a mixing first point of view. Now, that last part is important. In drum and bass, the bass is huge, obviously. But if your bass is too wide, too bright, or too active, it can step on the Amen break and make everything feel messy. The goal here is not just to make a wobble. The goal is to make a wobble that feels heavy, controlled, and locked in with the drums. So think space first, wobble second. First, get your Amen break looping for 2 or 4 bars. Don't build the bass in a vacuum. Always listen to it against the drums right away, because the Amen has so much movement already. Those kick hits, snare hits, ghost notes, and little accents all need room to breathe. Before you add bass, do a quick drum check. Bring the break to a sensible level so it's not slamming the channel. If the break has a lot of low end, use EQ8 on the drum track and apply a gentle high pass if needed, somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz. Don't overclean it though. We still want the body and character of the break. Now create a new MIDI track and load a stock Ableton instrument. Waveable is a great beginner choice here, and Operator is also perfect if you want a cleaner, more classic low end. Start simple. We are not trying to build some giant sound design monster. We just want a solid bass source that can be shaped by mixing and automation. If you use Waveable, start with a saw or square-based Waveable. Keep oscillator 2 turned down or slightly detuned if you want a little thickness. Put the filter in low-pass mode and start somewhere around 100 to 250 Hz depending on how dark or bright the patch feels. Then give the amp envelope a short attack, medium decay, a sustain around 60 to 80%, and a fairly short release. If you use Operator, a sine wave is a great starting point for a clean sub. If you want more edge, you can add some FM-style character later. Keep it simple at first. One note should already feel strong. Now write a basic bass rhythm. For beginner D&B, less is usually more. Try a simple 1 or 2 note pattern. Put a root note on the 1, then maybe a short response note on the end of 2 or on 3. Leave space where the snare needs to hit. That space is what makes the groove feel fast and clean. A really useful way to think about this is call and response. Let the bass make a statement, then let the break answer. Or do a long note with a short stab. Or place offbeat accents that support the Amen without crowding it. Keep the notes in a low register, usually around C1 to C2 depending on the key of your track. If the bass is too high, it stops feeling like foundation and starts fighting the break's mid-range detail. And in D&B, that mid-range detail is part of the energy. We don't want to blur it. Now let's make the wobble motion. The beginner-friendly way is to automate a filter, usually with auto filter after your instrument. Set it to low pass, and start with the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Keep resonance moderate. A little drive is fine, but don't crank it. Then draw a simple movement shape. Open the cutoff slightly in the second half of a bar. Then close it before the snare lands. Repeat that movement every 1 or 2 bars. That gives you a wobble that feels rhythmic instead of random. If you have Max for live and want to try LFO modulation, keep it subtle. Sync it to quarter notes, eighth notes, or sixteenths. Map it to cutoff or waveable position. Again, subtle is your friend here. We want movement in the mid-bass, not wild volume swings in the sub. Here's a good teacher tip. Tiny automation changes often sound bigger than dramatic sweeps. A small cutoff rise plus a small drive increase can feel more powerful than one giant filter motion. If your bass starts sounding messy, split into 2 layers. Make one track your sub. Use Operator with a sine wave. Keep it clean. Keep it centered, and keep it steady. That sub should stay below roughly 90 to 120 Hz and remain mono. Then make a mid-bass track for all the wobble, movement, and character. High-pass that layer with EQ8 so it doesn't crowd the sub. That way, the sub can stay stable while the mid-bass does the expressive stuff. This is one of the most important D&B mixing moves you can learn. Now add saturation. Drop saturator after the bass instrument or on the mid-bass group. Start with just 2 to 6 dB of drive. If you want a more controlled edge, turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so the level doesn't jump too much. If the bass still needs more attitude, you can use overdrive very gently or pedal if you want a darker, dirtier flavor. But be careful. Too much distortion on the whole bass can blur the Amen break and make the mix smaller, not bigger. After saturation, use EQ8 to clean up any buildup. If the bass feels cloudy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets fizzy or harsh, tame the area around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Keep the moves small, usually 1 to 3 dB. Now check your width. The sub should stay mono. No exceptions. Use utility on the bass group and keep the low end locked in the center. If you want stereo movement, only widen the upper mid bass. Never widen the sub itself. A safe rule is this: below 120 Hz, mono. Above that, you can allow a little width if needed. That gives you club translation and power while still keeping the top of the bass lively. Now play the drums and bass together and mix them in context. Don't stay in solo forever. That's one of the biggest beginner traps. In DNB, the relationship between bass and break is everything. The amen should still feel punchy and readable. The bass should feel present, but not louder than the drums all the time. If the bass is making the snare feel smaller, pull some energy out around the drum's strongest impact zone before reaching for more saturation. A really good arrangement shape for this kind of bass is a simple 4-bar tension build. Start sparse in bars 1 and 2. Add a little more movement in bar 3. Then in bar 4. Maybe open the filter a bit more or add a small fill or note change. That kind of controlled progression keeps the drop developing, without needing a totally new sound every bar. It also works beautifully with the amen, because the break already has its own natural swing and detail. If the bass still feels too clean or too static, resample it. Record the bass to audio, then chop out the best parts. That's a very DNB-friendly move, because it turns the synth idea into something more like a performance. You can then use that audio with simpler, warp it carefully if needed, and shape it further with EQ and saturator. Resampling helps you commit to a sound, and honestly, committing is a big part of finishing tracks. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the wobble too wide in the sub range. Keep the bottom end mono. Don't use too much filter movement. Big sweeps can sound exciting solo, but in context they often make the groove messy. Don't overload the bass with too many notes. The amen already has a lot to say. Don't distort the whole bass too hard. Distort the mid bass more than the sub. And don't mix in solo for too long. Always come back to the full drum and bass combo. If you want a slightly heavier, darker feel, try this approach. Use a clean sub, a dirty mid bass, and a touch of soft clip on the bass bus. Then let the bass answer the break instead of playing constantly over it. That restrained approach often hits harder than an overcomplicated one. A couple of extra pro moves you can try later. Use a tiny amount of pitch glide on selected notes, make the cutoff close slightly before a snare hit, or automate a little extra drive only at phrase endings. Those small details can make the bass feel much more alive. For practice, try making three versions of the same bass over your amen loop. Make one version clean, with just basic EQ and utility. Make one version with filter movement, keeping the sub mono. And make one heavier version with saturation and maybe a resampled edit. Then compare them. Which one leaves the snare clearest? Which one feels biggest on smaller speakers? Which one sounds most like Riedel DNB without overdoing it? That comparison teaches you a lot more than endlessly tweaking one patch. So here's the recap. Build the bass around the amen break, not apart from it. Keep the sub mono and stable. Let the mid bass carry the wobble. Use wave eatable or operator, plus auto filter, saturator, EQ8, and utility for a fully stock Ableton workflow. Keep the rhythm simple. Use automation to shape tension across 2, 4, or 8 bars. And remember, in DNB mixing, clarity beats complexity. If you get the placement right, the bass doesn't just sit under the amen, it locks with it. And that's where the Riedel weight lives. Nice work.